B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Why in the world people are upset because of a video, a TikTok video that some girl did showing how Panera mac and cheese is made?
Because, number one, you don't give away secrets, period.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Stop right there. Okay, so the video.
Yeah.
Let me explain to people. Now, a lot of times when you get these videos at a restaurant or something behind the scenes, you watch it and then you regret watching it because it's like somebody taking a bath in the sink, a rat running over the food, somebody rubbing their ass up against some cheese,
not
something
washing
like that.
Their hands after going to the bathroom and then making your hamburger. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a clean version, not washing your hands. You'd be like, oh, well, you know what? I've seen a lot worse. This is somebody making mac and cheese. When I say somebody making mac and cheese, it's taking the frozen bag, dumping it in the water, letting it melt, pouring the cheese in a bowl, serving it.
You don't do that. No, especially when it comes to food.
So your problem has to do with them giving out the secret?
Yes. It's no different.
Secret?
Yes. It's no different than getting the secret herbs and spices for KFC or the secret sauce for the Big Mac. I don't want to know.
What was going on back there?
You thought they had a Panera chef back there? Like, going, ooh, just the right amount of salt.
Right.
Boom.
More cheddar, please.
Yeah.
No, it's just like for the consumer, and I'm a consumer, we all are, you just have this image in your head. You know it tastes good. Just let it be. I don't need to see how it's done. It ruins my imagination.
The image in my head was of a 17-year-old taking a frozen bag of mac and cheese and dumping it in some water and letting it melt, then pouring it in a bowl and passing it to another 17-year-old.
Leroy, let me ask you a question. So any of the breakfast places you go to, right?
Yep.
Do you think that, like, they're scrambling eggs in the back and giving you, like, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches?
No.
Or do you think that they're pre-made? I'm just wondering.
No, but I would like to think that, and I don't want to see how they actually do it. I don't. Just let me, if it tastes good, I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever way they do it, they get it done, I'm happy with it. And it's kind of, can I just say this real quick? Ramiro, your mother.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, every time we get together, it's almost as if God has touched her hands himself. Her salsa is amazing.
Right.
Could you imagine? Everyone in there is always like, man, you should put this out. You should make it. You know?
I've been telling her that for years.
Imagine if you told her secret.
Listen, really? Hold on. Leroy,
So you brag to people and go, yo, we got to hit Panera because you've never had mac and cheese like theirs?
Right. It's complete. You can't compare a recipe for an amazing dish to Panera's mac and cheese in a bag.
I didn't even know Panera did mac and cheese until I saw this TikTok video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally different.
Yeah, Leroy's like, oh, God. I can't believe it. I thought they had freaking Emeril Lagasse back there. How many people at Panera have you met over the age of 17?
Just about none.
There. Exactly. Exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.